The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. All right. I want you to hear what one of the winners said. I'll explain who he is. The award was for, I believe, documentary. Let's see. They won it for, the German language film, which earned a total of 5 Oscar nominations, focuses on the film of Auschwitz's longest-serving commandant, Rudolf Höss. Höss ran the Auschwitz concentration camp between 1940 and 1943. An estimated, this is from the Washington Post, 1.1 million people were murdered there, 1 million of whom were Jews. Auschwitz is the first name of an institution that comes to people for pure evil. One of the Nazi death camps where you were sent in order to be murdered, you and your entire family, if you were a Jew. The guy himself is a Jew. Yeah, the name of the name of the documentary or film is Zone of Interest. Jonathan Glazer accepted the award. And so here is a man born a Jew. I have no idea if he does anything that represents the fact that he is, in other words, I have to explain something about Jews which confuses non-Jews completely understandably. It even confuses many Jews. You are not born a Christian. You are born a Jew. Christian is something you affirm. It's a religion. It's not a people. Jews are like Americans, a people. You can be born American and devote your life to hurting America. Right? I mean, that's clear. So, what you believe has no effect on whether or not you're an American. Being born an American or becoming an American formally is enough. Likewise, Jews, you can't be an atheist Christian because Christianity affirms God. And you can be an atheist Jew. You can be a Jew who does everything possible to hurt Israel. The only place where Jews have a majority. The only Jewish country, first in 2,000 years, where massive number of Holocaust survivors escaped to after the Holocaust. Or fled to. Once the Holocaust was over, they were, part of the time they were escaping, but it's another issue. So when somebody like George Soros is identified as a Jew, a man who has noted, he has zero Jewish identity. It would be like saying that Stalin was a Christian, even though he spent his life denouncing and killing Christians. But he did go to a seminary in Georgia. He was not Russian. He was Georgian. Which is also somewhat irrelevant, because even if he didn't, it would be stupid to call him a Christian. But Stalin was as much a Christian as Soros is a Jew. By the way, Soros wouldn't deny that. So Jews are stuck with a fair number of people who only do Jews harm, like Soros, and now this guy Glazer. So I want you to hear his comments. Another man who couldn't like Jimmy Kimmel, but worse, could not resist the temptation to crap on Israel in a very morally despicable way, because he made a Jew about the he's a Jew and made a film about the Holocaust. Here he is receiving his award.
Thank you to the Academy for this honor and to our partners A24 Film for Access and the Polish Film Institute, to the Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum for their trust and guidance, to my producers, actors, collaborators. All our choices were made to reflect and confront us in the present, not to say look what they did then, rather look what we do now. Our film shows where dehumanization leads at its worst. It shaped all of our past and present. Right now, we stand here as men who refute their Jewishness and the Holocaust being hijacked by an occupation which has led to conflict for so many innocent people. Whether the victims of October... whether the victims of October the 7th in Israel or the ongoing attack on Gaza, all are victims of this dehumanization. How do we resist?
By the way, there are very few people applauding. It sounded louder. It's, I would say, maybe a fifth of the audience applauded. Just for your knowledge. So let's unravel what he went up there saying as a Jew, who's made a film about the Holocaust. All our choices were made to reflect and confront us in the present, not to say, look what they did then, rather look what we do now. Really? So Israel is now engaged in what the Nazis did in Auschwitz? Am I putting words in his mouth? Our film shows where dehumanization leads at its worst. That's true. It's now this notion that both sides dehumanize Hamas and Israel. Do you know how many thousands of Palestinians up till October 7th were driven by volunteer Jewish groups to hospitals in Israel? Thousands of them. Dehumanized? One side dehumanizes, but the moral idiot, Glazer, who made this film, says both dehumanize. For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.